大家好，好耐冇见。Well, it's good to be back in your midst.
咁好，高兴再同大家喺一齐。
And this morning, because of time, I'm not going to read the scriptures, but we will read the scriptures as we come to the passage.
咁我哋今朝咧，为咗系节省时间，所以我哋一路去讲道嘅时候，就会一路去读我哋今日嘅经文。
And so, if I'm preaching on verses 1 to 5, I'll read that before we move on to the message.
咁如果讲到系第一去到第五节咧，咁我就会去读嗰个节数，跟住就会去到下一章。
Okay. You know, the economy of the world, or most of the economy of the world, are powered by the rich.
咁呢个世界上系好多国家，佢哋嗰啲经济咧，系由呢啲有钱人去驱动嘅。
Not only do they power the economy, but they actually engineer it to make them even richer.
佢不单止系驱动，而且佢哋系特登系制造令佢哋更加有钱。
Why I say this?
我点解咁讲咧？
Because when many years ago I read a report that in the US, the top 1% makes the 20% of the income of the 95%.
因为我曾经睇过一个报告，佢话最顶点嗰1%嘅人咧，佢哋嘅总收入系全个民众嘅95%里边嘅20%。
And then the remaining 4% makes their wealth through this 1%.
咁系另外剩翻低嗰4%咧，就用佢哋嘅财富系通过嗰1%嚟到去做佢聚集佢嘅财富。
And the top 1% has a net worth of 33% of the 90% of the people.
佢话最高咗1%嗰啲人咧，佢嘅总收入系差唔多1/3系全个民众嘅大概90%到。
And so to put it negatively, they control the economy.
即係換句說話咧，即係話佢哋控制個經濟。
And so when you have the control over the economy, you can do what you like.
咁你就控制咗個經濟嘅話，你就可以做乜都得啦。
You can exploit the rest.
你就可以剝削其他人。
And you even, we know and we hear, is that you can control the politicians to make policies favorable to you.
甚至去控制嗰啲政客，去到俾佢哋将嗰啲政策去令到你自己更加有利。
And this is what we call exploitation.
呢个就系剥削。
Exploitation by the rich.
呢个系一个富有嘅一个剥削。
And it is not new.
唔系新嘅事情。
It goes back to the times of Nehemiah as well.
亦都去到尼希米时代，亦都有发生。
When we read in chapter 5.
就是当我们读第五章的时候。
But the sad thing about it is that the Jews, the rich Jews, were exploiting the poor Jews.
但很可惜的呢，就是一些有钱的犹太人也都去剥削一些穷的犹太人。
Just a recap of what we have studied from Nehemiah, because I've not been preaching it from it for a while.
那我们再一次去提醒，我们再看看第一、第二章是怎样的。
You know, in chapter 1, chapter 2, God answered Nehemiah's prayer to allow him to bring a group of people back to Jerusalem.
咁第一、第二章咧就系讲尼希米能够请求个王，俾佢哋可以带翻犹太人翻到去犹大呢个地方。
And then they came back to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
咁佢哋开始起呢个城墙。
And then in chapter 3, we find Nehemiah uniting all the people together to do this task.
咁呢个第三章就系讲话尼希米就系聚集班人系同心合意咁去做呢个工作。
And then chapter 4, we find that there's a group of governors in that area, not Jews, but they were jealous and envious of Nehemiah because he got all this favor from the king.
咁第四章咧，佢系睇到其他周围嗰啲省长咧，佢哋好妒忌尼希米，因为佢好似有呢个王嘅一个眷顾。
And they also fear that their own, you know, authority and power in that region may be weakened because of Nehemiah.
佢哋惊尼希米嘅佢个权势慢慢逐渐增大，就会令到佢哋就渐渐去减少。
And so if you say chapter 4 talks about an external attack against Nehemiah's leadership, chapter 5 is an attack against Nehemiah's internal leadership.
咁如果第四章係話外在嘅攻擊係呢個尼希米嘅領導嘅話，咁今次第五章就係一個內裏嘅一個攻擊，係關於係對佢嘅領導。
Because the exploitation of the rich is actually affecting the unity and the happiness of the people in Jerusalem.
因為嗰啲有錢嘅人嘅剝削，佢令到影響到當時猶太人佢哋嘅開心同埋佢哋嘅工佢哋嘅合一。
And it will also affect the rebuilding work that Nehemiah is undertaking.
亦都係影響到呢個尼希米重建嘅工作。
And this principle is the same anywhere you go.
呢個重點，呢個原則亦都係一樣嘅。
Whether you are an organization, whether you are a church, whether you are whatever kind of organization you may be or institution you may be, when internal conflicts arise or exploitation arise, people will be unhappy, people will not work together.
无论你嘅机构系点样，总之有呢啲剥削嘅时候，咁会系令到人系好难去合一。
And so we're going to see, look at verses 1 to 5 first on the exploits of the greedy.
咁我哋睇到一至到五节就睇到啲有钱嗰人系点样去剥削。
And so I'm going to read, if you have Bible, turn to it. If not, we can put it up on the screen if it is there, 1 to 5.
咁我哋一齐嚟睇到第一去到第五节，如果有圣经嘅，请打开尼希米记五章一去到第五节。咁上高都有投影嘅。
Nehemiah chapter 5 reads, Now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their fellow Jews. Some were saying, We and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain. Others were saying, We are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine. Still others were saying, We have had to borrow money to pay the king's tax on our fields and vineyards. Although we are of the same flesh and blood as our fellow Jews, and though our children are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belong to others.
一去到第五节，百姓和他们的妻大大呼号，埋怨他们的弟兄犹大人。有的说，我们和儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命；有的说，我们垫了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥；有的说，我们已经指着田地、葡萄园借了钱给王纳税。我们的身体与我们的弟兄的身体一样，我们的儿女与他们的儿女一样。现在我们要将儿女作人的抱皮，我们的女儿已有为皮的，我们并无力拯救，因为我们的田地、葡萄园已经归了别人。
And so actually, verse 5 summarizes the kind of exploitation that is happening during that time.
第五节就系睇到当时候嘅剥削系点样嘅。
And the result of it.
咁呢个亦都系嗰个结果。
And then the remember in chapter 1 when I talk about, I said,Part of the report of Hanani alluded to a famine.
咁呢个系讲呢个系呢个希拉尼佢讲话有一个好大嘅饥荒。
And so here chapter 5 confirms it is a famine.
咁喺第五章呢度睇到系证实呢个系有饥荒。
And instead of helping each other in the famine, we found that here in particular there is a group of people, the rich ones,They use that opportunity to exploit their fellow Jews who were poor.
咁呢度系睇到系当时嘅有钱人点样利用呢个饥荒，令到去剥削嗰啲穷困嘅犹太人。
And so in chapter 5 here, there is this great outcry from these people to the new governor Nehemiah that they are facing all these problems.
咁所以你睇到佢哋系一开头好大大呼叫，就系对呢个省长嘅尼希米嘅一个投诉。
Although the actual things are not mentioned here, but you can imagine the wives, the women complaining to Nehemiah saying, "You want my husband to go and build a wall, but we don't have money. They need to work to have money so we can pay all these bills."
咁你睇到当时候嗰啲妻子咁去投诉，就系话我啲丈夫就去晒起城墙啦，咁就冇人去到耕地去养活佢哋屋企
，including the taxes. That is required of us to pay.
亦都要去纳税。
See, there are three grievances that is mentioned here by this group of women complaining against what's happening to them.
这个有三个这个抱怨是啲女人去讲当时嘅情况。
Verse 2, he says, we need food.
第二节就是说我们需要食物。
Our families are big, we need food.
我们的人口众多，我们的需要粮食。
And because of the famine, we mortgage our property for food.
咁因为需要食物，咁我哋唯有去垫当我哋嗰啲财产。
And we also had to borrow money to pay for our taxes.
咁我哋都要去借钱嚟到去纳税。
And so, he said, not only that, actually in verse 5, you'll find that they actually mortgage the children.
咁第五节佢哋亦都将啲儿女仔女当系一个去垫当。
Because verse 5 says, some of our daughters have already been enslaved.
有啲就话已经成为一啲仆婢。
You know, commentators on this phrase says that, you know, these daughters of these families were probably forced to marry the slave owners.
咁有啲学者咧认为咧系当时候系话嗰啲儿女咧系嫁俾嗰啲系负责借贷嗰啲人成为佢哋嗰啲奴隶。
Because they got no money to pay, so they pay with their daughters.
因为冇钱俾，所以要卖儿卖女。
Or some of them became slaves of them, and then they were sexually molested by these owners.
咁成为呢个奴隶之后，可能佢被嗰啲奴隶主去性侵犯。
You know, when we live in a world that slavery is abolished.
咁我哋住喺呢个世代咧，系呢个再冇呢个奴隶制啦。
And we don't understand all these things.
我哋唔系太明白。
But in that time, it was a common practice.
当时候就系咁样嘅一个习俗。
In fact, there's a law that regulates slavery.
咁亦都有法律去规定呢啲奴隶。
You read it in Exodus 21, and you also read it in Leviticus 25.
咁喺出埃及记廿一章，亦都喺利未记廿五章。
Slavery was strictly regulated under the Mosaic law.
咁喺摩西嘅律法底下系有呢个奴隶嘅制度。
In fact, in Leviticus 25,The instruction there was that if you have a fellow Jews, you are not to enslave them, but you are to treat them as your laborer, not slaves.
咁喺利未记廿五章亦都讲话，如果你有犹太嘅一个弟兄系作为一个奴仆嘅话，你只可以当佢系一个雇工，唔可以当佢系一个奴隶。
So in other words, from what we read in chapter 5 here is that they fail to obey these instructions.
即是说来到这里他们是没办法去没去遵守这条戒命。
In fact, they took advantage of them.
他们都利用这个制度。
And so, the exploited became poorer and suffering even more hardship.
那被剥削的只会更加穷困也都很多苦难。
But the exploiter became wealthier and richer.
咁剥削人嘅话就会更加有钱，更加富有。
You know, it's not so much of anything else, but it is all because of sin.
呢个系一个罪。
The sin of greed.
呢个系贪婪嘅罪。
Someone says greed is very intoxicating.
咁有人话贪婪其实系好中毒咁样嘅。
And it can make people drunk.
亦都好似令人醉酒咁样。
And they will act irrationally.
亦都系唔合理地去有啲行为。
If you don't believe, go to the gambling, the casino, and you'll see why gambler cannot give up gambling.
咁你如果唔信嘅，你走去啲赌场嗰度睇下啲赌客，你就知道噶啦。
Because that greed is driving them. It's not so much the money they spend gambling.
佢哋其实系俾呢啲贪婪去驱动佢哋，未必系真系佢哋所拥有嘅钱。
You know,we often hear that, you know, that when someone asks somebody, you know, say millionaire or billionaire, they say, how much is enough?
咁我哋成日听到成日有啲说话就系话几多先系够足够咧
？And the answer is always a little bit more.
个答案永远系再多少少就够噶啦。
And it's not just the rich, but the those who are losing in the casino, They know that the chances of winning back is very slim, yet they will continue to gamble because of this greed.
唔係淨係贏嗰啲人先會係，就算係輸錢嗰人，佢哋亦都係被嗰啲貪婪去驅動佢哋去繼續去賭落去。
You know, only the smart people know enough is enough.
只有聰明嘅人知道足夠就足夠。
And those smart people, most of them are in Wall Street.
咁嗰啲聰明嘅人喺邊咧？佢哋大部分嘅人都係呢啲華爾街嗰度。
You know, the really smart one would not even invest themselves.
佢哋真係聰明嘅人，佢哋唔會投資喺自己嗰度。
But of course, many will invest in themselves because they are driven by greed too.
佢哋有啲會去投資喺自己嗰度，因為佢哋係被呢個貪婪去驅動。
Because they are there to make money, they are not there to lose money.
佢哋去到賺錢，唔係去蝕錢。
Many years ago, I was at a car dealer trying to buy a car.
咁好多年前，我就喺呢個賣車嘅地方嗰度去想買架車。
And while we were talking with the guy who was working out all the numbers, this guy was telling me, he says, you know, there was a lady who wanted to buy a car from us.
咁咧，佢同其中一個嗰啲賣車嘅人講，咁佢就同佢講其中，佢話佢接觸過佢有個客，佢話佢係年薪係40,000嘅。
But she couldn't get a loan.
但係佢冇辦法去借錢。
He says the lady makes 40,000 a year.
佢係年薪係40,000。
But her credit shows that she owes 45,000 in debt.
但係佢嗰個財政，佢個報告就話佢係爭人錢45,000。
And no bank would give her a loan.
咁冇嗰間銀行會借錢俾佢。
And so in her desperation, she offered.And tell the dealer, hey, go tell the bank, I'm willing to pay 30% interest.
咁嗰個女人就話：你可以同個銀行講話，我願意係俾30%為利息。
She's really irrational here.
佢係非常之唔理智嘅。
But the banks were smart.
但係嗰個銀行就好聰明。
Even at 30%, they refused to lend her.
就算係嗰個利息係30厘嘅話，佢亦都唔會去借錢俾佢。
Why?
点解咧
？Because they know no way she can pay it.
因为佢知道佢冇办法去到还钱。
She's already 5,000 above her income.
佢已经系5,000去欠债啦。
You see, you have to be smarter than your greed.
你要比你个贪婪更加聪明。
You know, someone says Wall Street is a legalized casino.
咁有啲人话呢个华尔街系一个合法嘅赌场。
Financial institutions are legalized loan sharks.
咁好似啲經濟嘅一啲機構呢，就好似大耳窿借錢嗰啲咁。
They make money by playing at the heart of the human greed.
佢係點樣去賺錢呢？佢係利用人嘅一個貪婪嘅一個中心。
So that they can get rich.
咁所以佢哋可以去累積財富。
If you don't believe me, few years ago, remember the financial crash?
唔信我嘅話，記唔記得幾年前呢個經濟嘅倒塌
？Part of the crash is because the institutions, the lending institutions were packaging bad debts into bundles to sell to investors。
咁而係嗰啲經濟嗰啲機構咧，佢係將啲嗰啲爛債就包裝到叫啲投資人去投資落去。
And those debts mostly are house loan, people who borrow money, you know, don't zero down and borrow.The rest from the banks.
嗰啲人係話唔即刻，當時候唔需要俾現款，跟住就呢個債務就俾其他嘅銀行去負擔。
And so they sell this in a bundle as investments.
咁就好似包裝成一個投資嘅嘢咁樣。
And people buy into those investments.
咁嗰啲人就喺度對呢啲去做投資。
And even banks.
亦都好似銀行亦都一樣。
And they were beaten themselves by their own greed.
佢哋亦都俾佢自己貪婪去打贏。
But the madness of this situation was we know that when they went bankrupt, they were bailed out by our taxpayers' money.
咁但係最令人哋諗唔通呢，就係話佢哋點樣去救呢，就係要用呢啲納稅人嘅錢嚟去救佢哋。
Courtesy of our electedpoliticians.
咁呢啲係政客嘅一個禮貌。
But then you think about it, Who builds up those who lost their homes?
咁边一个系令到其他嘅人去丧失咗家园嘅呢
？When all these financial institutions went bankrupt.
咁当呢啲债务公司或者呢啲经济嗰啲公司佢哋去破产嗰阵
，And the ludicrousy of it is that after that.The bank CEOs, the financial institution CEOs and directors still come out rich as ever.
但当中嘅呢个总裁啊，或者系啲部门嘅首长啊，佢哋出嚟之后反而系更加有钱。
If you don't call this exploitation, then what do you call it?
咁如果呢个唔系剥削嘅话，咁呢样又系咩呢
？In fact, you know, all kinds of funny things can happen here in in America.
咁係美國係發生好多有趣嘅事。
In fact, someone said this. He says, in America, you will only find the poor people being fat.
佢話喺美國嗰啲窮人係反而係啲好肥嗰啲人喎。
And so some to their defense say, oh, because they always eat fast food, right? Hamburger, French fry, of course they'll grow fat.
咁如果係成日食嗰啲即刻速食嗰啲咁當然佢哋會肥啦。
But they forgot that at least they have all this to eat.
但你唔好唔記得佢哋最少有食喎。
If you go to a third world country,
喺第三世界國家裏面
even you have not, you would have read that the poor children in Philippines are rummaging through rubbish to look for food.
喺菲律賓嗰啲小朋友喺個垃圾山嗰度去喺度抄食物。
No, and we say we don't have enough.
咁我哋就話我哋係唔足夠。
We need a little bit more.
我哋係需要再多啲。
You know, I don't know when any one of you watched the movie, Indian movie, that was made, called Slumdog Millionaire.
咁喺好耐之前有套印度嘅片，咁佢英文就翻译做 Slumdog Millionaire， 咁就即系《穷民窟》里边嘅百万富翁。
In the show, they show how children are made so that they would go in the streets and beg for money。
咁你睇到咧，其实当中嗰啲小朋友咧，佢哋要系成日去装扮，如果要跟住就去到行乞。
These are all kind of exploitation we read and know that is going on in this world。
呢啲系被剥削，亦都系我哋睇到嘅。
You know, I read in the Indian newspaper when I was in India years ago.
咁我係好多年前睇到一份印度嘅一份報紙。
And the Indian government was encouraging the people who are poor to eat rats like the people who are the downcasts. India has different castes, right? So those who are not in the castes are called outcasts. They are the poor. They are the people who are not recognized by society.They eat rats. And so they say, you are poor, no money to eat food, eat rats like them.
那個印度政府就是叫勸啲人，他說如果你沒錢的不要緊，你去吃老鼠，他說好像啲最基層最底層是沒人會理那些人，他說沒東西吃就吃老鼠。
You know, India is a very, very, kind of, extreme kind. You see the extreme in India very clearly.
咁喺印度裏面貧富係非常之懸殊嘅。
Here you have rich expensive condo on this plot of land。
咁你見到係呢塊地裏面突然間起得好靚好華麗。
And then next to it, an empty lot is all the squatters that are building their houses, make from styrofoam, you know, and all the recycled things as their home next to it.
有可能係黐住隔離呢就係啲貧民窟啊，可能係啲塑膠啊起嗰啲屋。
And all this is because of the problem of greed in this world.
其實呢個係世界上充滿嘅貪婪。
And greed causes us to think that we do not have enough.
因為貪婪嘅緣故，我哋永遠覺得唔足夠。
Whether you're rich or you're poor, we are always thinking we don't have enough.
有錢和沒錢的都一樣，我們覺得永遠是不足夠。
We don't really know what poverty is until we see for ourselves in a third world country.
我們永遠不明白什麼是一個 一個貧困，當我哋要直接去到第三國家世界睇，先體會到。
And then if you explore further, you realize that all these social problems are man-made because of greed.
咁呢啲好多社會嘅問題，其實係人去製造嘅，咁係因為出自於貪心。
You see, God created all the resources in this world for us, free of charge.
神已經係供應咗好多唔同嘅資源俾我哋，係唔需要俾錢嘅。
But we monopolize it and we trade it for a profit.
但係我哋去壟斷，亦都去到投資。
And we call it capitalism or we call it free trade.
或者可能係呢個自由貿易，或者係呢個資本主義。
And then the wonderful thing about free trade.
自由貿易有啲咩好處呢？
You know, when I was living in Canada, I always hear this complaint.
我住加拿大嗰陣成日聽到呢個投訴。
Particularly in Alberta, the province.
咁喺 Alberta 呢個省嗰度。
He said, how come we are paying so much for gasoline when we produce gasoline?
咁佢就話點解我哋要俾咁貴嘅油費，我哋係出產油㗎喎。
You know, a gallon, in Canada they use the metric system. So 4 liters, about 4 liters to a gallon. And we are paying about 4 something a gallon there. And here, US, you pay only $2 a gallon.
咁因为加拿大係十进制缘故，所以差唔多係两倍，呢度我哋畀钱嘅加拿大係畀差唔多三倍。
So the Albertans all were like,confused. How come we are an oil producing province and we are paying so much more, double of what the US are paying?
咁嗰啲 Alberta 嗰啲人就喺度諗，點解我哋係出產油嘅，點解我哋反而要去俾雙倍嘅油嘅價錢啊？
Again, it is all the problem of greed.
呢個全部係呢個貪婪嘅一個問題。
And we see this in chapter 5 among the nobles and the officials that were named here as the people exploiting their own fellow Jews.
咁我哋睇到呢个喺第五章里边啲官长贵胄去点样去剥削嗰啲同胞，犹太人嘅同胞。
They were charging exorbitant rates for loans given to their fellow men.
佢哋系高利贷放债。
And when they cannot pay it, they take away their lands.Like banks take away your house if you can't pay them.
咁佢哋冇錢還嘅話，就攞地嗰啲田地，就好似銀行咁樣，就收樓。
So what could they do?
咁佢哋可以做啲咩呢？
All they could do was cry to the new governor.
咁佢哋只可以去呢個省長去到大大嘅呼號。
Do something, help us.
做啲嘢啦，幫我哋。
Because they feel they were being exploited by the rich and the powerful.
佢被嗰啲有錢同埋有勢力嗰人去剝削。
And this is the situation, the background that is happening here in chapter 5.
呢個就係第五章嘅一個背景。
Are we any better off?
我哋咪更加好呢？
Maybe, maybe not.
或者唔係。
But at least we are very sophisticated in the way we exploit.
但係我哋去剝削，我哋非常之有計劃。
Because when, even after being exploited, we don't know, even know that we are being exploited.
就算我哋被剝削，我哋都唔知道原來我哋已經被人剝削咗。
But if you think deeper into it, you'll find that we are no different.
如果你諗深一層嘅話，我哋係一樣嘅。
And this is not what God calls us to be.
呢個並唔係神呼召我哋咁樣做。
God calls us to be generous.
神係呼召我哋去慷慨。
And so let's look at 6 to 19.
咁我哋睇六去到十九節。
Because of time, I will ask him to read, ask Andrew to read in Chinese, and I will not read in English.
咁因為時間緣故，咁由我嚟讀六去到十九節。我聽見他們呼號說這些話，便甚發怒。我心裏籌劃，就斥責貴胄和官長說：你們各人向弟兄取利。於是我召聚大會攻擊他們。我對他們說：我們盡力贖回我們弟兄，就是賣與外邦的猶太人。你們還要賣弟兄，使我們贖回嗎？他們就靜默不語，無話可答。我又說：你們所行的不善，你們行事不當敬畏我們的神嗎？不然，難免我們的仇敵外邦人毀謗我們。我和我的弟兄與仆人也將銀錢糧食借給百姓， 我们大家都当免去利息。如今我劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋，并向他们所取的银钱、粮食、新酒和油，百分之一的利息都归还他们。众人说，我们必归还，不再向他们索要，必照你的话行。我就召了祭司来，叫众人起誓，必照着所应许的而行。我也抖着胸前的衣襟，说，凡不成就这应许的，愿神照样逗他离开家产和他劳碌得来的，直到逗空了。会众说，阿门，又赞美耶和华。百姓就照着所应许的去行。自从我奉派作犹大省的省长，就是从亚达薛西王20年直到32年，共12年之久，我与我弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄。在我以前的省长加重百姓的担子，每日索要粮食和酒，并银子40舍客勒，就是他们的仆人也辖制百姓，但我因敬畏神不这样行，并且我恒心就造修造城墙，并没有自买田地，我的仆人也都聚集在那里做工。除了从四围外邦中的犹太人以外，有犹大平民和官长150人在我席上吃饭，每日预备一只公牛、6只肥羊，又预备些飞禽，每10日一次，多预备各样的酒。虽然如此，我并不要省长的俸禄，因为百姓服役甚重。我的神啊，求你纪念我为这百姓所行的一切事，施恩与我。
And so Nehemiah responded to the cries of the people.
咁尼希米对百姓嘅呼求去有回应。
Remember in chapter 1, he had compassion when he heard about the situation.
听到喺第一章佢系睇到百姓嘅情况而大有热心。
And that's why it prompted him to come back.
所以嚟到驱使佢翻翻嚟。
And now he hears these complaints.
咁佢而家听到呢个投诉啦。
How can he not help them?
佢点样唔去帮佢哋咧
？In chapter 1, he was crying.
第一章佢喺度喊。
But now he was angry with those who exploited their own.
咁喺呢度睇到佢对呢啲剥削人嗰啲人，佢非常之震怒。
You know, we think that God's leader should not be angry.
咁我哋谂神嘅一啲仆人啲领袖唔应该去恼怒嘅。
We must always be loving, caring, kind, gentle.
非常之系和谐，系平安，系非常之友善嘅。
But here we see Nehemiah got mad because he see the injustice.
但你睇到尼希米当佢见到啲不平嘅事情嘅时候，佢系有几愤怒。
You see Jesus turning the table because of the wickedness and sin of the people.
你见到耶稣佢系反台，因为见到啲罪恶邪恶嘅事情。
And if your leaders do not get angry over injustice and evil, then there is something wrong with your leaders.
咁佢话如果呢啲领袖见到啲不公平嘅事唔去发怒嘅话，呢啲可能领袖可能有啲问题。
You know, God gave us these emotions.
神俾呢啲情感我哋
，But we must not let this emotion control us。
但我哋唔好俾呢啲情绪去控制我哋。
To the point we act irrationally like those who are greedy。
亦都系好似见到呢啲贪婪嗰啲人，好似佢哋行为咁系唔合理嘅。
Every emotion God gives us has a purpose and is has a benefit。
每一个情绪神俾我哋都有一个目的，亦都有好处。
It's just how you use it。
是你怎样去用。
And here we see that Nehemiah responded by saying, okay, let us all, and I believe he actually did his homework and found that these people are guilty.
咁我相信尼希米佢有做功课，系见到呢啲人系有罪嘅。
And so he said, let's get together all the accused, the victims and the witnesses to come together and bring these charges.Against the nobles and the officials.
咁佢又聚集晒嗰啲证人啊，咁证据啊，跟住就叫佢话：你哋点样去控诉啲贵胄同官长
？And then we see what he did.
我哋就见到佢做啲咩啦
？When they got together,
当佢哋开大会嗰阵
，he stated the charges.
佢就指控佢哋
，and explain why it is wrong，
就话佢哋你做错啲乜
，and then secondly， then he pointed out the irony of enslaving their fellow Jews after God has redeemed them from the slavery。
咁第二点咧，佢就指出佢哋有几讽刺佢哋奴役翻佢哋嗰啲同胞，但系当神系拯救佢哋脱离呢个奴隶。
So the first, the charging and the explanation, there's a positive and a negative.
咁呢个指控系有两体嘅，有好亦都有坏。
And the second, it's mostly negative except for the God's redemption that is positive.
咁第二个指控咧就系、是、除咗系神去拯救呢、这个系好之外，其他啲都系差嘅。
And the third, he appealed to their unity.As God's people.
第三点，佢哋系呢个话佢哋应该合一，好似神嘅国咁样。
In other words, he's saying that you're not only destroying one another, but you are affecting the unity of our work here.
咁佢话你哋不单止系彼此对大家差，佢亦都会影响到呢度佢哋前面嘅工作。
And in fact, not said in this text is that.You are actually making a laughing stock of us among the nations.
咁呢度可能唔係好直接睇到，但係佢話我哋成為其他人嘅一個笑柄。
When they see us exploiting one another,
當其他人睇到我哋去彼此去剝削
，You see, internal troubles destroys the unity.
咁喺內裏嘅問題就會去破壞呢個合一
within the group.
在个团体里面。
And then it also makes us a laughing stock to others.
也都成为我们成为其他人的笑柄。
And we shame the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们令神的名去羞辱。
And so who would listen to us if we have a message to proclaim?
有哪一个去听我们如果我们有个信息去讲的话
?When we are not united, when we are not loving one another.
当我们不在爱里面是有合一的时候
，In fact, we give them an excuse to call us hypocrites.
我们会反而俾其他人话我们是伪善嘅。
And so Nehemiah told them, the nobles and officials, stop doing what you are doing.
咁尼希米就叫嗰啲官长贵胄去佢哋。去停止佢哋所做嘅事情。
In verse 7, there's one translation translate this as exacting usury from their own countrymen.
咁喺第七节可能有个词语就系话，佢系话去专登去特登剥削啲同胞。
And the word translated exacting usury in other versions, translated also in another way as charging exorbitant interest.
咁喺其他嘅翻译本可能睇到系好似系放高利贷。
And then there is one translation that translates each of you is acting like a pawn broker。
咁有一个更加好嘅翻译咧，就系话你哋好似啲典当嗰啲人。
Charging unfair interest, taking their property and children as slaves for the unpaid loans。
就话佢哋差啲好离谱嘅利息，亦都去攞走其他人嗰啲财产啊、啲儿女啊。亦都奴役佢哋，令到佢哋冇办法去还债。
And after telling them to stop doing all this, Nehemiah himself make a shocking statement in verse 10.
咁当佢指控完佢哋之后，咁尼希米第十节就讲一个好震撼说话。
He says, "I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain."
咁第十节佢就话我同我嘅弟兄。亦都去将钱粮借俾百姓。
So when you read that, you think that, oh, Nehemiah is also guilty.
咁咧，睇到咦，好似尼希米都同样系有犯罪。
But not necessary so.
但唔一定系咁嘅。
Because, like I said earlier, it's a common practice in those days to give loans in this way.
咁系当时候嘅一个习俗系可以系咁样去借钱嘅。
But it doesn't mean that he is exacting exorbitant interest on them.
但系就冇佢冇话佢哋差啲好高嘅利息。
Or exploited the people, so to speak.
就係剝削嘅呢百姓。
Because in verses 14 to 19, he claimed his innocence by in front of God and telling what he did and did not do.
14到19節，佢又好似對神講話，佢做過同冇做過啲乜嘢，佢係佢話佢自己無辜嘅。
He said, "I wasn't like the former governors and doing this, doing that."
佢就話我唔係好似之前嗰啲省長係做呢樣做嗰樣。
But I use my own resources to provide even for the men who are with me.
但係佢就話我反而用我自己嘅資源嚟到去供應其他嘅人。
And so in verse 10, that statement probably is he was acting as the leader of God's people, acknowledging that these things are going on.
咁佢喺第十節就好似話，佢話身為領袖，佢好似要孭起其他人做緊呢啲事情。
And he is also telling himself, we need to change.
咁佢就講話，我哋需要有改變。
We need to make restoration.
我哋需要復興。
Because our people are suffering.
因為我哋嘅百姓係受苦。
So he says, give back all that.
咁佢就话还翻俾佢哋。
You know, all the interest that you have taken.
咁嗰啲收取利息还翻俾佢哋。
You know, 1%, even 1% of the interest is not much today in our standard.
1%利息好似唔系咁多喺我哋现今嘅情况。
But for the poor,who has nothing, no crops to sell, and they cannot even pay their taxes, it is a lot.
咁對於好窮嗰啲人，佢哋俾唔起納税嘅錢，咁佢哋呢啲係足夠。
And so Nehemiah says, give back everything that you have profited.
咁就係話，你起碼就話你哋所賺嘅就還翻出去。
Even if it's 1%.
就算係個百分之一。
Although there is no mention of giving back the children that they have taken away from them, it is also implied in this statement in verse 12. We will give it back.
咁好似唔係好清楚咁，但係喺十二節可能睇到佢話，就算被賣出去嘅兒女，亦都係可以攞翻翻去。
We will not demand anything from them.
咁我亦都唔需要佢哋啦。
In short, Nehemiah is telling them, act generously with your fellow Jews.
咁喺十二節，即係要對你啲同胞嘅百姓要去慷慨。
And the lenders agreed.
咁啲借錢嗰人去亦都話：我哋願意去咁做。
And that's not enough for Nehemiah.
仲未足夠喺尼希米裏邊。
Nehemiah called the priests to become the witness.
咁佢就召咗啲祭司嚟做一個見證人。
To make sure that they live up to what they say.
亦都去叫佢哋去佢哋所講嘅就去咁樣去做去執行。
And then he make a symbolic gesture.
佢就整一個表徵出嚟。
If they do not keep their promise, God will shake out their houses and possession like what he did in that symbolic gesture.
就話凡不成就這應許的，願神照樣抖他離開家產和他勞碌所得來的，直到抖空了。
That gesture is shaking the fold of his robe.
咁呢个系抖佢呢个胸前嘅衣襟。
You know, the fold of the rope here is referring to something like a pocket.
咁呢个抖佢嘅衣襟咧，就好似我哋啲口袋咁样。
And so, in other words, if he's wearing pants like me today, he will be taking out his pocket and shaking it like that.
咁如果就好似今日咁，牧师咁着条裤出嚟，咁佢攞清个口袋，佢话攞晒啲嘢出嚟，就好似咁样跌晒嘢出嚟。
So he says, if you don't obey, God is going to do that to you too.
咁佢就话你如果应许咗唔去行嘅话，神就会照样咁样去做。
And verses 14 to 19, the same thing. What he was saying also was that he was doing was also comparing himself with the governors before and him as a governor.
咁十四到十九节，佢又对比佢话之前嘅省长嘅生活系点样，而家佢嘅生活又点样。
And he's not just saying it, he says, I tell you all these things, but God is my witness, as he appeals to God.
他就说，我讲这些东西，但是神是我的见证人。
And so, the result was the people agree and submitted to the leadership of Nehemiah.
所以这些人也都去同意，也都去服在尼希米他的领导的底下。
See, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to be generous rather than to be greedy.
咁作為耶穌嘅一個門徒，我哋係被呼召去慷慨，去過於我哋嘅貪婪。
No, there was two young men while they were studying at Stanford University.
咁喺史丹福尼個大學裏面有兩個年輕人，佢哋喺嗰度讀書。
And they were running low on their funds.
咁佢哋冇乜錢啦。
So they have this idea, and this is a very long story, old story. So they came up with an idea. They want to invite this great Polish pianist.
咁所以佢哋咧就呢、這個好長嘅故事，但係咁佢話佢哋邀請一個波蘭好出名嘅鋼琴家。
His name is Paderewski. Okay.
佢個翻譯名就係呢個帕特維斯基。
To do a piano recital.
去做一個鋼琴嘅獨奏。
To raise money for their board and tuition.
咁係希望去籌錢去到佢哋去俾學費。
And so when they talk to the manager of this great pianist, he wants a guarantee of $2,000, and at that time, $2,000 is quite a big sum.
咁佢係對呢、這個呢個鋼琴家嘅一個佢個 manager 咧，就同佢講話，我哋會俾$2,000你。咁當時$2,000其實好多嘅。
And so they agreed, but at the end of the recital, they only raised $1,600.
佢哋系答应咗，但系佢哋最后尾净系筹到$1,600啫。
And so they short of $400. They lost $400, so to speak.
即系话佢哋好似冇咗争咗$400。
On top of not making any money.
咁佢哋系一直系筹唔到足够嘅款项。
So they went directly to the pianist.
咁佢直接同嗰个钢琴家咁讲。
Give him the $1,600.
咁就俾我哋俾$1,600你。
And a note promising to give him the $400 as soon as they are able to get the money.
咁佢话亦都去写一张欠单，就话你争咗你$400嘅话，我哋筹到钱之后就会俾你噶啦。
But you know what this great Polish pianist did?
但你知道个咁伟大嘅一个波兰嘅钢琴家去做啲咩咧
？He said, "Keep all the $1,600 for your expenses."
咁咧，佢就话将个$1,600你唔使俾我住，你话将你哋所花费嘅款项去扣除佢。
No, sorry. He says, take from the $1,600 all your expenses and keep each of for you 10% of the balance of your wages and give me the rest.
他说在$1,600里面呢你就扣除你的开支啦，跟着他就说剩下的钱的10%呢你就当是自己的人工，他说剩下低最后那个少少呢就给我就当
我的人工。So if both your expenses are $600,And balance $1,000, take 10% out of it.
As your wage. 减除你的开支当是$600的开支，咁话剩翻$1,000的话，咁你就10%当是你自己的人工，咁话其余啲钱就俾佢啦。
Okay. And then he tore the note up.
跟住佢就撕咗嗰张欠单。
But then many years later.
咁好多年过去咗啦。
And this great pianist became the premier of Poland.
咁呢個好出名鋼琴啦，成為波蘭嘅呢、這個首長。
And the war came in。
咁呢個亦都打仗。
And this great pianist was striving to feed the thousands of Polish who are suffering because of the war。
咁呢個首長，咁佢就係波蘭嘅首長，佢咧就話佢要去救嗰啲去挨餓嗰啲人。
And then tons of food came into Poland。To be given to them.
咁好多糧食咁運咗入去波蘭嗰度去周濟嗰度當時嗰啲人。
And after feeding the people, the great pianist went to Paris to thank this man.
咁救濟咗當時波蘭嗰人，跟住佢就飛去呢個巴黎嗰度去多謝嗰啲救濟嗰個人。
And this man is Herbert Hoover.
咁呢個人就係美國嘅總統 Herbert Hoover。
And Hoover told him.
咁 Hoover 就同佢講啦。
You don't remember it.
佢話你可能唔記得啦。
But you helped me once when I was a student and at college when I was in a hole.
咁佢話當時候我係讀大學嗰陣，我係其中一個學生，但係我當時候我係冇錢，但係你嗰陣時就幫助我啦。
One generous deed begets another.
咁一個係慷慨嘅舉動去影響第二個。
In the world, it operates like this. You are generous to me, I will show you generosity later.
咁呢個就話你之前對我好，我之後會對你好。
But Christians are different.
但係作為基督徒，我哋需要有唔同。
Christians are to do it because it's the character and the command of God.
因為呢個品格問題，都係神所吩咐你咁樣做。
It is also an example that he has shown us.
咁呢個亦都係耶穌佢嘅俾我哋提到嘅一個舉例。
You know, the prophet Micah in Micah 6, it says, God wants us to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly.
咁喺尼迦書咁第六章，佢就話呢個要行公義、好憐憫、全謙卑嘅心與神同行。
See, generosity is a mark of a disciple.
呢個慷慨係一個作為一個門徒係應有嘅一個榜樣。
And I'm not talking about financial only.
我唔係講緊係經濟上高，定係經濟上高。
But the spirit.
但係呢個精神。
Because God showed it by having His Son to die for us, even when we don't deserve it.
因為神係讓佢個仔去為到我哋犧牲，就算我哋係唔配得嘅。
And there are many opportunities in our lives to do exactly what Micah 6:8 says.
我哋生命之中係好多機會去做，好似尼迦書六章八節咁樣講。
To act justly,
行公義
to love mercy,
好憐憫
and to walk humbly.
全谦卑嘅心与神同行。
But today, a lot of people act only when they feel like doing it.
咁好多人去做就因为我觉得咁样做就啱。
They only love mercy when they are shown mercy.
佢哋去用爱去表达，当其他人去表达爱俾佢哋先咁做。
They will only walk humbly when it is to their own benefit.
咁佢哋愿意去谦卑咁行，当佢哋对佢哋有好处。
Unlike Jesus Christ, who did all this without a voice of grumbling.
同耶稣唔一样，耶稣所做嘅系佢从来冇抱怨过。
And so may we learn from Jesus Christ, even though we are studying from the book of Nehemiah.
咁我哋学习耶稣咁样，就算我哋喺呢个读紧呢个尼希米记。
You know.At the end of it, it's not about what we learned from the Bible.
去到尾未必系我哋所学到啲乜嘢。
But how we live like our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我哋点样活出就好似耶稣嘅生命咁样。
And so may God help us.
愿神帮助我哋。
Let's pray.
我哋低头祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语，求神你自己帮助我哋，教导我哋点学习做一个。你嘅门徒好似耶稣基督，我哋嘅主一样。阿门。